I mean, we have everything is there in Krishna consciousness. We have tattva, we have lila. So lila is based on the foundation of tattva. Usually we answer questions on tattva, guru tattva, nam tattva, all these things. But that's the rice and dal. But no meal is complete without a sweet. So you have rice and dal, that's nice, but we need some kheer and some rubri and some burfi also. So the kheer, rubri, and burfi, that's lila. So to hear about lila. The way he's asking a question about Madhav Mangal. First of all, Madhav Mangal is his general name. He was born in Holy Dham of Ujjain, one of the char places of the Kumbh Mela, Ujjain. And he's the son of Sandipani Muni. Mother's name slips my mind, slips my name, but his mother's name is Purnamasi. So somehow or other, he has his manifestation there. And then he also is manifested here, just like Hanuman. Hanuman is in the spiritual world in Ayodhya Loka. Hanuman is also in India in a place called Ayodhya. Hanuman is also in Kimpurusha Loka. There's a whole loka. There's a whole area, Kimpurush. Purush means man, and Kim means what kind? Purush means man or human being. So when we say Kimpurusha, Kim means, like we say, Kinkari or Mandri or Paricharani or Anucharani. This means Radharani's loyal, trusted maidservant, her Padadasi, her Nija Padadasi of Radharani. So we say this Kinkari. So Kinkari means Kim Karomi. Kim Kara Ami. Kim Kara Ami. Kara means do, Ami means I, and Kim means what? What can I do? Oh, Devi, oh, Sakhi, what can I do? What service can I do? How can I please you? This is Kim Karomi. And then it becomes Kinkar, which means a male servant, or Kinkari, which is a female servant. So this Madhav Mangal, so Kim Purusha, I was saying, Madhav Mangal is different expansion. So Kim Purusha means that Hanuman lives on a planet called Kim Purusha, and that's all monkeys are there. But they're monkeys that speak Sanskrit. There are monkeys that can read and they read and write, and they read and write in Sanskrit, and they speak Sanskrit. Not like the monkeys in Vrindavan. A little different. But when you see them, that's why when you see Hanuman, you're thinking, is this a monkey or this is a human being? Because monkeys usually crawling, but Hanuman walks on two legs. But he also can climb trees. He can also do like monkeys too, jump, fly, all these things. So that's why, what kind of, Kim Purusha means, what kind of person is this? You know, like, this is a different type, you know. So he has these expansions. So Madhav Mangal is all these different places. And so Madhav Mangal, he assisted the universal Brahman. They found this Brahman he's the universal Brahman. He's actually the Parabrahman. But they found this one Brahmin. They couldn't find any Brahmins, but they found one Brahmin from Mathura. His name was Sharma, but his first name was Vishwa. Vishwa means universe. So he's a universal Brahmin, Vishwa Sharma. So somehow, Madhav Mangal and Vishwa Sharma, they went to Suryakund to do puja on behalf of Radharani. And Radharani was a judgeman, and the Purohit was Vishwa Sharma. Who is Vishwa Sharma? Vishwa Sharma is Vishwanath. It's the Lord of the whole universe. And that's Krishna. So Krishna, you know, disguised. So Madhav Mangal, during that puja, he's chanting all these bogus mantras. And when he says there in the Govinda Lila Amrita, he's chanting all these bogus mantras. So all upside down, back the verb is on one side and the noun is on the other side. All the grammar is all upside down. Om Swasti Swasti, this, that, and they're all village girls. And they don't know what is this hocus pocus. What is this hocus pocus? So he's chanting all these bogus mantras. And when I read that and go in the lead right down, and I thought, well, it reminds me of the pandas at Radhakund. Because some of the people are holding the flower petals, they say, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Taja. This must be some very highfalutin, very complicated, very rare puja mantras from the Rig Veda that these pundits are using here for this Tirtha Yagya. Namo Brahman, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Taj. Okay, Apko Gotra Kyan Apko Kya Gotra means your family. Aj Shukla Paksha, Aj Chaitra Maina, Krishna Paksha, Dvitiya. Everyone's like, wow, this is really fancy. This is really fancy mantras he's saying. What is he saying? He's Shetra Brajman Radhakundame. And all he's saying, we should honor the Brahmins and the cows. And today is March 10th, 2016, and we're in India in Vrindavan. And that's that English sentence becomes a big mantra, becomes a big puja mantra. So this reminds me. So Mother Mangala is uttering all these mantras. And then Krishna, you know, telling Krishna, and then supervising the puja. And then finally, that they, Jatila is very happy with the puja because it all sounds, you know, whatever it is, it sounds good. Sounds official, although it's all bogus concocted mantras. Like one mantra says, do you accept, Radharani has to chant, Gopati, Gopati Sarvamati. So Sarva means all, everything. And Pati means Lord or husband. And Go means many things. Go means land. Go means cow. So Gopati Iti Sarvam. So Radharani, Madhavanga is saying these mantras. So Gopati Sarva means, it's a name for the sun planet. It's because they're worshipping Suryadev. So all the mantras, you have Ishta. You have Ishta, or your Sadhya, your Upasya. Your Upasya means your object of worship, your goal, your object of worship. And we're doing Sadhana, and we're the Upasaka. And so here we have Ishta. The Ishta is Suryadev. He's the Devata Puja. Then the mantra. So there are mantras to worship the Ishta. We chant Gopa Mantra and Kam Gayatri to attain Radha and Krishna Yugal in the Madhurya Leela and Braj. So this is the conception we receive the Gopal Mantra, and automatically Kam Gayatri is Madhurya Bhakti, Madhurya Rati. Because Kamadev is Ananga, and Ananga is Krishna. Ananga Amritam, Ananga Jivam. It says in Radharasananidhi. Anga Amritam, Ananga Jivam. Very nice, very beautiful. Anga Amritam. Your limbs are made of nectar. Your limb, amrita. Amrita means nectar. Anga means parts, limbs. Amritam angam, ananga jivam. Your nectarian limbs give life to Cupid. Jiva means life, and ananga means Krishna, which we have in our Kam Gayatri. Tano nanga, ananga. So ananga is all about Radha and Krishna's amorous pleasures. So someone gets Kam Gayatri and their stai rati is sakya ras, and they shouldn't chant. There's no purpose. This mantra is not for the ishta and sakya ras. Gopal mantra has some type of universal application. You can chant Gopal mantra and draw the mantra art. The meaning of the mantra can take you to Radha and Krishna, Madhurya. Or you can take the meaning to be sakya ras or vatsalya ras. That's there. And Gopal mantra, possibilities. But in Kam Gayatri, there's no other interpretation. We twisted out that. It says two times in that mantra, it says Kamdev and Ananga. It says in the Kam Gayatri, Kamdev, the Lord of amorous lust, Kamdev and Ananga. Ananga means losing your consciousness. You're experiencing so much ecstatic, transcendental madness of bliss. In the loving exchanges with Radha and Krishna, you become ananga. You swoon in ecstasy, you faint. Ananga means, an means without your anga. You're unconscious. So this is Kam Gayatri. So now, after the puja, Srila is very happy, so she offered a reward to Vishwasharma. So many sweets. And then she took one gold ring from her finger and one gold ring from... She said, oh, I'm so pleased, I'll give you this gold ring. And so Radharani, you also give one ring. So then Radharani gave one gold ring because it was going to be offered to Krishna. So then Jatila said, oh, Purohit, oh, Vishwasharmaji, oh, Shri Vishwasharmaji, please accept this Dakshina, Dakshina. No, and it's from our side for your wonderful puja. And then Vishnu Sharma, Sri Krishna, very humbly said, oh, no, no, I, please, Ma, don't mind, but I cannot accept charity from lower classes. I am a pukka. I'm P-U-K-K-A. I am pukka. I am pukka Brahmin. So I can only take dan or dakshina from higher classes. And you, please don't mind, but you are from the abhira class. Vaishya is one thing, but abhira is another thing, because abhira is the lowest level of a vaishya. Vaishyas deal in gold. Vaishnavas deal in merchandise. Vaishyas. Vaishyas deal in gold. Vaishyas deal in merchandise. Vaishyas, they own vast acres of land, and they have so many thousands of people working for them, the Kisanwalas, the farmers. That's the Vaishya. But this Krishna doesn't own any land. He doesn't grow any crops. All he does is toot, 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 toot. He just plays his little flute, and he runs behind the cows all day. And he gets a little milk and cream and yogurt and makes ghee, and that's how they get on. That's how they get by. So he's called Abhira. So it's in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Krishna's from the Abhira Kul. Abhira Kul means the family of Abhira. They're what we call in English nomads. Nomads means they wander here and there, like the Rajasthanis. Sometimes they come into town with thousands and thousands of sheep and a little bullock, little cart. Then they park it somewhere. And actually their system, maybe you don't know, we call gypsies. Gypsies, nomads. They don't have any fixed home. They just move with their animals. They're pasturing people. That's why it's called Braj. It's called Braj. Braj means this is the place where everyone wanders. Braj means to wander, to move. They don't stay in one place. It's not called Puri. We have Madhupuri. Madhupuri. Madhupuri is the name for Mathura. Puri means, or Jagannath Puri, Dwarkapuri. Dwarkapuri. Puri means fixed place, a town, a city. It's called a Puri. This is called Braj. It's not called Brajapur. Sometimes you see in Sanskrit, they may use that in a shloka. Brajapur. Very, very rare. Then when Uddhava is glorifying the Braja Gopis in those beautiful prayers, chapter 47 of the 10th canto, is Uddhava Stuti. Many, many prayers. Vande Nanda Brajastrina Padarenam Abhikshnasa Yasam Harid Gatod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Simple Sanskrit, easy to memorize. Vande Nanda Braj. Vande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasa. Abhikshnash. Abhikshnash. It's interesting because Nash, Abhikshnasha. Nash means to destroy, and Abhiksha means not destroyed. Abhikshnash means perpetually. So he's saying, Vande Abhikshnasha. I perpetually means I eternally worship the Padarenam, the dust of the street of the women of Nanda Braj. So here Vrindavan is called Nanda Braj. It's not called Brajapuri or whatever. So they're always wandering. They're just wandering around. So now the charity back to Mata Mangal's glories and a few tangential other points. This is the nature of the stories over here. The thread is there, but there's many side avenues. Krishna said, oh, I am a very high class. I'm a Vapaka Brahman. I cannot accept this charity. And then Madhu Mangal immediately said, well, listen, you know, if he won't take the charity, if he doesn't want those 5 kilos of sweets, I do. And if he doesn't want those gold rings, I got 10 fingers, put them on. I got 6 in this one, I got 4 in this one, I can take 3 more, you know. You know, all the Brahmins always have 20 rings all over the place. This planet, that planet, all the planets, every single planet. Moon and Mercury, and so they got the whole thing covered. And we just say, Radhe, Radhe. Sarvashakti Mahi Radhe. She has all the power. She's a supreme powerhouse, as the pandas say. Radhe, Radhe, supreme powerhouse. This much English they know. So Madhu Mangal said, please, you give me. So then Chitila said, so he gladly and happily took the dakshina, 5 kilos of sweets, and the rings. And the rings, he like all Brahmins do, he had his cheddar. You know, and the rings he tied, he took, You put in a quantum rich cheddar, like widows, they tie in their sari, some keys or some money. You put in a corner like this, and so those two gold rings, and then they go like this. They tie it all up, and just to give it a last, they go like this. If you ever watch a Brahmin, he'll tie the corner like this, and then just because, you know, gold rings, you know, ta, ta, double locks. Okay, now I'm good, you know. You got it? You understand? So then, so now the 5 kilos of sweets, that's, you know, if you put it on your cheddar, it'll just go. Your cheddar will fall off your neck, you know, if you tie it in one end. So the 5 kilos, he puts it where it counts. Right here. So now he's got a big fat belly, plus another big fat belly. He looks like he has twins. Madhumanga looks like he's carrying twins right now. He's like, wow. He's really... So now the puja is over. The puja is over. The spoof is over. You know spoof? It's called spoof. Spoof means the joke, the trick. They did a trick on Jatila. The bogus pujaris, the bogus puja. Everything was bogus about the puja, the mantras, the pujari, the procedures, everything. But the thing that was good was the loving exchanges and the fact that, and the good thing, and the real thing, the thing that was real, not bogus, was that Madhumanga made off with 5 kilos of sweets and 2 gold rings. Everything else was totally lying and bogus and cheating. You know? But that was true. The ladus are true and the gold rings are true. When Madhumanga and Krishna came back to the cowherd boys, they were in Gwalpakur. Gwalpakur is right after Kusum Sarovar and before Manasi Ganga. It's just there, you know. Maybe you know. You must be knowing Gwalpakur. So he came back to Gwalpakur, and then Balaram said, hey, where are you guys? You know, what is all that big bulge in your stomach? I mean, I know your stomach, but you have your stomach, but there's something else sticking on top of that. It's none of your business, Balaram. No, come on, tell me, we're friends. Come on, don't keep any secrets. Come on. Come on, Batu. No. You're Abir, I'm Brahmin. I don't have to speak to you. Hare Maru. What is this now? Now all of a sudden you're Pakka Brahmin. And Madhumanga the ladies. Like, I don't care a fig for you. This is Balaram. Balaram's God. He's Balaram. He said, so Madhu, listen, Madhu. He said, what is that? We would just tell us what it is. It's sweets I got in Dakshin for my puja at Suryakund. Acha. Since when you became a pujari? I didn't think you knew anything except saying, more. You're eating and all you chant is more. The only mantra I ever heard you chant, Madhumanga, was more. Ordeta. Oh, Madhumanga, Mother Yashoda is serving the kheer. Oh, Madhu, Madhumanga ji. Would you, more kheer chai? Ha, jada, more. Acha. Okay, listen, Madhu. You have all those sweets, so many you must have. Why don't you open up and divide, and you enjoy, and we'll all enjoy. And then Madhumanga says, no way, and he goes like this. This means you're not getting anywhere. When someone, this body posture means I'm locked. It means I'm locked. I lock my, because heart is center of emotions. This is also in psychology, body psychology. If someone's attacking you with words or you're getting a hot argument, you go like this. It actually relaxes your chakras. You this, that, And then they walk away, then you go, and you're okay. It's like armor. It's like a Narayan Kavach, you know, by mantras. Narayan Kavach in sixth canto, you chant mantras, or we do nyas. Chant mantras and do nyas, and do mantra Kavach and nyas Kavach. So this is also a type of Kavach. So no, nothing doing. He says, no, come on, we can all. He says, I'm not hungry right now, and I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry right now. I'll eat them later. Come on, Madhu. No, look, I gave you my word. I'm a Brahmin, and I'm not changing my mind. So in Balaram, he says, you sure? And then, no, I'm not giving. So then he says, all right. So then Subal comes. Subal, come on, Batu. Batu's his other name. Just be fair. We have all those sweets. I mean, from the looks of that bulge on your belly, it must be 100, 200 sweets there. We can all have chuck-a-chuck sweets. So then he says, no, forget it. I don't have to even listen to you. I'm just leaving from here. So then Balaram, he signals with his eyes. So one coward boy comes in and knocks up Madho Mangal's servant. Another coward boy comes from another side and kicks his stick. He's leaning on a stick, and his stick goes flying. he's on a stick. And he goes, hey, what's going on? Another, he has this chutter, like about 30-meter chutter he wears. It's like 30 meters long. Sometimes he puts it on a turban. So he goes around like, he goes around, if you've ever seen a wrestler, the boys knock off his turban, and I've seen in a Vrindavan, they knock off his turban, and it goes, and they run away with it, and it goes for about 50 feet, and he's going, and they let go, give me my turban back. So he goes, he puts it on, this is like, humor in the wrestler, he goes, he finally gets it on his head, and it's going crazy, and whatever is left, he puts around his neck like this, and it's hang down. Okay, It's very funny when you see in the dramas, the wrestling drama. So then they knock off his turban, they kick out his stick, and then things go like this. And while he's inattentive, then somebody swooped in and grabbed his sweets and ran away with it. And he said, hey, what's this? Why he was yelling, hey, give me my you thieves. And then one boy came in and pulled the back, the fold, the trikacha, pulled the front fold off his dhoti. And then another boy came from back and pulled the back one out. And then his dhoti's falling off, and he's yelling, my sweets, give me my sweets. I'll curse you, and my curse is irrevocable. If I cast my shop on you, you'll be in hell forever. I'm complaining to the king, you can't do this. You see, you're stealing the property of a Brahmin. This is Madho Mangal. So wherever he goes, humor goes with him. Laughter follows him. So whether you're with him, Madho Mangal, or whether you're talking about Madho Mangal, whether you remember Madho Mangal, you'll feel happy mood. This is Madho Mangal. Madho Mangal Sakya Ki Jai.